Hello and welcome again. This is Pastor Deborah, and this is lesson number 16. We're moving right along, and there's only 20 lessons of this course. And this is lesson number 16 of the course, Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1, a new math. I am so glad you are listening today and continuing your learning about yourself and others. It is always an honor to have you listening and learning here in the School of Light of Agape Love, Love is Here's global teaching ministry. Pastor Deborah has been teaching on you and your kingdom within. In lesson number 15, the lesson was about some ways of getting healing and restoration to one's own kingdom of your physical body, your soul, and its two levels of consciousness, and of your forever person. You were exposed to some new concept about yourself and who or what rules your system of three, the kingdom within. Then we learned it can be healthy or unhealthy. And if it was discovered to be unhealthy and wanted healing and restoration, then what were some ways to becoming a healed and restored kingdom? Sort of a new condition, sort of a new kingdom that is a healthy one and is restored back to its original state of who and what was to rule the three that are one, with all being healthy and in their right order within the system of one. This lesson, lesson number 16, is going to continue to help you learn some more ways of healing and restoration. If you have found that your own kingdom within or someone else's is unhealthy and needs restoration. So when one discovers and understands that one's own kingdom within, the system of three that are one, of your physical body, your soul, and its two levels of consciousness, and of your eternal forever person, your spirit, is unhealthy and needs help to be restored, then you have just taken the first step on the path to healing and restoration. Having an understanding of one's own unhealthy condition, of one's own three-part system, and most importantly, truly desiring to be healed and for it to be restored to its rightful order within itself is vital and is what really begins the healing and restoration. When one can understand that one's system of three needs healing and can believe that it is unhealthy, but still never seeks healing and rightful restoration, then there is no healing. Of course, if one does not understand or believe that one's system even needs healing and restoration,